back. Incendiary Radio, second hour. Let's open up the phone lines. I got some stuff to cover, but if you want to hang on for a minute, you want to get in line, go ahead. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to chime in on the Moab, on Syria, on Berkeley, a lot going on. Let's see here. I want to talk about this. I got to get this article out, but it's basically a river of blood throws through April as we arrive at the killing season. Will 2017 continue this horrifying trend, or has, I mean, basically, and it lists all of the bloodlettings. And I went through this last year and maybe even the year before, but I mean, Columbine, Oklahoma City, Waco, Ruby Ridge, this time right now that we're entering, a river of blood flows through April. Basically, April 18th, 1906, San Francisco earthquake struck, 3,000 dead. April 14th, 15th, 1911, sinking the Titanic. April 16th, 1947, the Port of Texas city explosion, 581 people dead. April 17th through the 19th, 1961, Bay of Pigs invasion. Okay. Failed, left Fidel a hero. April 18th of 1983, U.S. Embassy bombing in Beirut. April 16th through the 19th saw the Elijah, Missouri siege. April 18th, 1992, the Ruby Ridge standoff. April 19th, 1993, the day of the Branch Davidian fire in Waco. April 19th, 1995, the Oklahoma City false flag bombing, killing 168. April 20th, 1999, Columbine massacre. April 16th, 2007, Virginia Tech shooting, 33 people died. April 20th, 2010, BP oil spill, one of the worst environmental tragedies in U.S. history. April 15th, 2013, Boston Marathon bombing. April 17th, 2013, Texas fertilizer plant. Let's see. And there's more. April 24th, 1915, Armenian Christian genocide, the beginning of that, 1.5 and 2 million Armenian Christians. A line of blood runs through April in modern history, from the deserts of Namibia and Syria to Auschwitz, Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia, and now back to Syria. The perpetrators repeat history precisely because they have learned from the past. And I really... you kind of putting a Christian framework on this. It has to do with the timing of the resurrection and this worship of death. When the winning over death, death wants to come back, and right around this time frame to prove that somehow the resurrection and the life it's bogus. And that's just my take on it. But it's very fascinating. So let's see, let's get into some of this. Military takeover, get clip four ready, Mr. Producer. People training in the military documents, and it's really cocktails with the possibility of the, this whole thing with, was Trump put in for the collapse, to manage the bankruptcy, the reorganization, and all this other crap, to have this strong guy that might be able to keep the military in line. Now, there's signs out here that I'm finding that, look, the military, some of these guys are highly pissed. They thought Trump was going to be the guy to really calm the Middle East down. And then 100 days into office, you're launching tomahawks over a dubious, I mean, almost childlike level. The white helmets are touching these people with bare hands, gas attack. I mean, come on. Trump, according to Alex Jones, Trump was 20 times smarter than him. And it's like, wait a minute, Trump, I thought you listened to all this alternative media. I thought you were the guy that knew about false flag terror, the Gladio operations, all this synthetic terror. But you're falling for the first one that gets dropped in your lap. And so you have to really look at the larger angle of there's things going on under the surface that we just can't see, that once a person gets placed into that CEO, that White House post, I really think that basically the compartmentalization and isolation that I've been talking about for months, it happens. But at the same time, I think there's also almost like a dark cloud, like it's leaned on this person. That's why you see the gray hairs, like with Obama and Bush and Clinton, like this immediate, like, you see enough evil to turn you ghostly white, and then probably you know how you've been. You did something, you screwed up, and then you can't even sleep that night because of it. You might be in trouble at work, or your job's on the line. You might have said the wrong thing. You might have did something wrong at work to the point where your job's hanging in the balance. And that's just a little cheesy job that doesn't mean squat. Think about when a guy gets put into that office and then he gets dumped on to the point where, and I would suggest a guy like Trump could handle it better than just some governor coming out of Arkansas like Clinton, or some punk community organizer like Obama, or a male cheerleader coke snorting freak like George W. Bush. But his daddy was like chief creep on the planet, basically, one of them. I mean, heck, Franklin cover-up boys, you know. I mean, these guys are all sickos. But gosh, everybody thought that Trump, you know, everybody wanted to gloss over the fact that he basically had a lot of sicko connections. And so, it's a tough one. But what we're seeing right now is that this thing is such a Leviathan state. It's so massive and it's so huge. Even a towering figure that we all thought of, a guy like Trump, probably can't handle it. And so let's hit clip four, and then I'll take a call. Mr. Producer, go ahead and spin.
Pentagon training video entitled, and listen clearly, Megacities, Urban Future, The Emerging Complexity, that was created by the Army for U.S. Special Operations Command. The U.S. military plans to use armed forces to solve future domestic political and social problems.
This is the world of our future. It is one we are not prepared to effectively operate within, and it is unavoidable. Megacities are complex systems where people and structures are compressed together in ways that defy both our understanding of city planning and military doctrine. It is an ecosystem that demands a highly agile and adaptive force to successfully operate within.
What they're really talking about is, however, martial law, packaged as a well-meaning and overriding concern for the nation's security. The chilling 5-minute training video, obtained by The Intercept through a FOIA request and made available online, points an ominous picture of the future, a future the military is preparing for, bedeviled by, and these are their phrases, criminal networks, substandard infrastructure, religious and ethnic tensions, impoverishment, slums, open landfills, overburdened sewers, a growing mass of unemployed, and an urban landscape in which the prosperous economic elite must be protected from the impoverishment of the have-nots. And then comes the kicker. 3.5 minutes into the Pentagon's dystopian vision, the ominous voice of the narrator speaks of the need to drain the swamps of a world of urban hellscape.
The advice of doctrine, from Sun Tzu to current field manuals, has provided two fundamental options. Avoid the cities or establish a cordon to either wait out the adversary or drain the swamp of noncombatants and engage the remaining adversaries in high-intensity conflict within.
Brutal and anarchic super cities filled with gangs of young people gone wild, restless underclass, criminal syndicates, and bands of malicious hackers. Drain the swamps? Surely we've heard that phrase before, haven't you?
We have begun to drain the swamp of government corruption by imposing a five-year ban on lobbying by executive branch officials and a lifetime ban. Thank you.
Ah, yes. It was emblazoned on T-shirts and signs, shouted at rallies, and used as a rallying cry among Donald Trump and his supporters. Drain the swamp became one of Trump's most used campaign slogans.
And you're right about the swamp. Say it again. Right? You better believe it. Boy, that is...
Funny how quickly the tides can shift and the tables can turn. Whereas Trump promised to drain the politically corrupt swamps of Washington, D.C., of lobbyists, special interest groups, the U.S. military is plotting to drain the swamps of futuristic urban cities of, and I'm quoting here again, non-combatants, and engage the remaining adversaries in high-intensity conflict within. And who are these non-combatants? It's a military term that refers to civilians, that's me and you folks, who are not engaged in fighting. They are, according to the Pentagon, adversaries. They are threats. They are the enemy. They are people who don't support the government, people who live in fast-growing urban communities, people who may be less well-off economically than the government and corporate elite, people who engage in protests, people who are unemployed. In other words, in the eyes of the U.S. military, non-combatants are American citizens, also known as domestic extremists, also known as enemy combatants who must be identified, targeted, detained, contained, and if necessary, eliminated.
This will add to the complexities of human targeting, as a proportionally smaller number of adversaries intermingle with a larger and increasing number of citizens. The scale and density of these domains is daunting. In a city of 10 million, where you hold the support of 99% of the population, the remaining 1% represents a threat of 100,000.
Welcome to Battlefield America.
Go ahead and stop it there. Go ahead and stop it. It's a lot to bite off and chew. You know, when I was watching this earlier, folks, I thought about this Republican president, George W. Bush, and I thought about Katrina. And I thought about his little roommate, Mike Brown, and the FEMA debacle. And I also thought about the orders that had to come down from the Fed coats to the New Orleans PD and the black guy who was chief of police. They trotted out there and they said, no one will be armed. We're taking all weapons. Now, I hope and I pray there's some things I saw from Trump that are good, but I hope this guy does not turn on the Second Amendment when they decide to collapse this thing on us. Because the last Republican president, George W. Bush, that Joey Behar and all the girls from the whatever that show with Whoopi and all the rest of them, they all, you know what? All of a sudden, I really just love George W. Bush. You see, and True Stream Media and did that. Those guys did a YouTube video about how basically they resurrected Bush from the being the demon of the late 90s, early 2000s, and into, oh gosh, he was just such a nice guy. Trump's the devil now. We have to worry about Trump now. I mean, all bets are off in a crisis. There's still some good things happening. Don't get me wrong. I'm not willing to just say yet that Trump is completely going to compromise. He's going to completely fold and he's going to embarrass himself in the tradition of, you know, all the men that have stood before him. Now, we've had some embarrassments from Wilson on. I mean, most of them have been turds. This Democrat JFK, he tried to save everything at the last minute. go up against the banksters, go up against Ben-Gurion, go up against the Dulleses, and we saw what happened to them. And so, you know, Trump's very quickly into this presidency. He's already done some things that have highly pissed off a bunch of us, gave us a lot of good rhetoric. We already knew Hillary's track record. It was horrible with her husband, the line of dead bodies. Trump was politically a pretty clean slate. Now in New York City politics and, real estate deals and everything, plenty of dirt, plenty of Zio mob connections. But, we're all watching, and that's all we can do. We've got a few minutes left before the break. Let's take Bill in Wisconsin. How's it going, Bill?
Well, I'm hanging on by the edge here, just like you say.
Yeah.
I think Trump, you say he might turn on the Second Amendment. During the campaign, when we had the discussion of the watch list being on the, you couldn't fly on a plane.
Yeah.
And he said, wow, they shouldn't have guns. Anybody on the watch list.
Yeah.
And he was in agreement with Hillary over that. So that was a beginning of my queasiness.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think, with these latest moves, and he came out the other day here and said that Assad is an animal.
Yeah.
Now, that just really ticked me off.
Me too.
Because of all the individuals in the Middle East that, stood for decency and as close to you can come to good government in the Middle East, Assad was that individual. And, you had peace between Christians, Alawites, Shiites, Sunnis.
Yeah.
And he was not under the thumb of these bankers. Yeah. And there, it's just sickening.
Hey, let me ask you this. This is really, I find this fascinating that Assad is almost the sacrificial figure, man, to where he is actually, by his person and by his people, he's really cutting a line right between the scumbags who are fake and the people that are real. As far as the Christian community alone, there's Christians that I never would have thought would say, wait a minute, and they're coming out on the side of President Assad. And they're like, this guy's a defender of Christians in the Middle East, one of the few. And they're standing with this guy. And it chokes you up to see that, because it's like, now, hold on the line, Bill, but now we're really seeing the separation of the men from the boys here. And hold on the line, Bill. I want to talk to you when we come back from the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. We are talking with Scott. If you want to chime in, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Bill, so we were talking about Assad really being a lightning rod, kind of almost separating the men from the boys as far as people's discernment about, you know, Orthodox and Catholic Christians in the country of Syria. What's going to happen if these rebels who are funded by the Qataris, the Saudis, the Israelis, the Turks, what's going to happen to that country and the Christian population if these clowns get to take over?
Well, I think all you got to do is look at Libya.
Exactly.
You know, Gaddafi was starting to play ball. He was saying, you know, I'll step down, I'll do this, I'll do that. It doesn't matter to these people.
No.
They want this guy out of there. And I saw his interview on PBS, and, you know, here's a decent guy. He said,
yeah,
this is completely fake, he said, what happened. Like you mentioned about, you know, the so-called gas attack. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's sarin gas, you can't even touch it. And they
right.
didn't have gloves on, they didn't have this, and they were just hosing down, you know, everybody, and, you know, it was totally fake. Totally
yeah.
fake.
So let me ask you this, Bill. With Trump,
I got a Trump sign in the yard, okay?
Yeah.
I stuck my neck out here politically, and,
yeah.
and that doesn't, I don't care about that. But I made calls. I, you know, spoke up at meetings and all of this, and wore Trump is my president. Now I'm ready to burn the shirt.
Yeah.
You know,
now,
I am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Bill. With all everybody, and you listen to Jones, I know, because you and I talk sometimes offline.
All the time I listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, What do you think about this kind of method to try to basically blame everybody around Trump for these what we consider really sick and nefarious machinations? McMaster gets the blame, Jared Kushner, Ivanka is getting some of the blame. I mean, when does the buck stop with Trump? That's exactly the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I used to call all the time to the Trump phenomenon with Kelso, and I was, you know, then I started bringing up stuff. And, you know, now they will not even let me on the air, okay, because Kelso is drinking the Kool-Aid completely. The other two guys on there, they at least speak up a little bit once in a while, but Kelso, man, the guy is, I think we've got a, you know, like a cult of personality.
Yeah, well,
and
you know.
I think that's wrong. You just can't do that. And a lot of his regular callers are now, you know, Mitzi and William of Montana and others that, you know, were bringing up good points, and he just argues with them, and he's totally different from everybody else on RBN right now.
So, well, you know, Jay. Bill, and you listen to my program, and I went into this eyes open, and I tried to go through every angle before the election and even afterwards. And I was on other people's programs, and I thought I've been a pretty honest broker about this. The rhetoric was good.
Sure.
You know, I also looked at the deep state, and if they wanted to take us to war, I already knew that our troops would not follow Hillary Clinton into battle. And so I had this apprehension, and anybody that's listened to this program knows I had this apprehension for months before the election. I was like, look, the problem is the whole economic reset, the bankruptcy of the country, and then war. We know these things are always cocktailed together, and Hillary could not have been the manager of that scenario. So if the bankers, if their little magic Babylonian money system, if they decide to run it out, who are they going to run it out under, Bill? Which one?
Well, they'd have run it out under both, and I think we may end up with the war, you know, and it doesn't matter either one.
But yeah,
the
but
thing
the troops,
about
the
Alex
troops.
Is he keeps saying that the military's awake, the military's awake. They're not going to stand for, you know, this scenario of of the police.
Well, that'll remain to be seen, won't it, Bill? All right, thanks for the call, man. I'll talk to you soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The Way of the Sun on Easter Sunday. There you go. We got a bunch of calls backed up. North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Arkansas, and Chicago. But let me cover this. Let me show you kind of how the PSYOP works. Now, this is Daily Stormer. Islamic Sharia is an appropriation of white culture. White Sharia is the original. White Sharia rising, Nathan D'Amigo's punch heard round the world. And the front of the website is this guy. Now, he was hanging around with Angelo John Gage and the National Youth Front. He's a former Marine, and he's been through some things. He socked up this girl at the Berkeley riots, okay? And it's like, let me just say this. Some of this footage and things – There's YouTubers out here that kind of question this stuff, that where it's, you know, the authenticity and whether it's things like this are staged, and this whole Antifa Berkeley kind of thing is very wild stuff. And I'm going to cover some of it when I, you know, in a second. But then here, that's on the Daily Stormer. Now, look, I'm over on Waleed Shubat's site. Now, he's a Palestinian kind of activist type of guy, Christian. He claims to be kind of like a former, I guess, Hamas, Islamic Jihad type, you know, that type of deal from Palestine. Now, he's saying major National Socialist website now openly promotes white Sharia. We warned you this was coming. Now, Anglin and these guys over at the Daily Stormer are just clowning, okay? they're saying basically because he socked up the guy on the video socked up some communist broad. That see, this is white Sharia, and they're making fun basically of beating up on the Antifa communist types. But see, these people in this kind of Christian sector over here see it, and they're like, "Oh, see, we warned you. The Nazis and the Muslims are gonna have an alliance." And people called us crazy, but we have said and continue to say this because it's based on historical precedent going back to the 15th century, blah, blah, blah. And so now with the rise of Erdogan and the vote, I mean, this is like all kind of like a big mind screw. But I just wanted to point this out between these two sites, Shoebot.com and Daily Stormer, how things can get lost in translation and people can like freak out. Like some normal Christian person takes a read over here at Shoebot, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, the Nazis and the Muslims are coming together, and they're going to kill all the Jewish people and us Christians." You see, and it's just like it's a big psyop because depending on where you get your information, you could get all jacked up and like, "Oh my gosh, it's coming true." And so I just wanted to point that out to the listeners, and I want to get to some of the calls, but I had to do that because, see, people, they don't read across enough spectrums, and they emotionally knee-jerk, and that's why I try not to do. I try to look, at all the angles and things and give it to you, and because it's easy to emotionally knee-jerk. There's a lot of people that emotionally knee-jerked a lot of the stuff with Trump. And Syria and China and North Korea, and it's just like, look, you got to really dig, and then you also have to realize that when somebody gets put into that office and the pressures and just the threats and everything else. Now, look, I think that Trump really screwed the pooch and jumped the shark by hitting Assad. You guys know I'm a massive fan of the president of Syria, and I liked Gaddafi, even though he was kind of goofy, but as far as managers of these whack job countries, I mean, you ain't going to get much better, and people don't realize that because they haven't been to these places. Let's take Frank in North Carolina. How you doing, Frank?
Yeah, Robert. First of all, I want to say I agree with the previous caller on pretty much everything he said. I know I've been hard on the Catholic. I know I've been pretty hard on the Catholics and the evangelicals for a long time now, and they deserve it. But yeah, he always makes a lot of sense, and I agreed pretty much with everything he said, as I normally do. Just some observations. That's interesting. The Shoebot guy coming out like that. I mean, Barron played on that last night on his show on the alternative media Saturday night. I mean, it's so obvious what the guys who put that together were doing. They were basically saying that, it's become acceptable, and the progressives and the liberals and the deep state have gravitated towards Sharia law under the, just so long as it's foreigners, But yeah. If it's basically making a spoof of, if white guys did the same thing to become popular again and become dominant, then it would be evil. It's only, good when the people that are against the white, because really the origin of all of that and the support in the West of Sharia law is hatred of the white man and the white male. That's what it's all about. It's so easy. All this stuff to me is so easy. I mean, I could talk for 3 hours about any of this stuff. I talked to Aaron today for like an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like, man, we should have recorded this because, I can talk about any of this stuff. I can run circles around all these guys that think they're so smart, so educated, just because I have discernment and common sense. And I'm not right on everything. And I tell what my limitations are, but I just wanted to point out some observations last night. And Alex Jones, I know people get tired of me talking about Alex, but, I monitor his show here and there. I'll tune in. And, every time you turn it on, it's him and his guests and his callers. They're always, they will assign blame to every group out there, the Scots, the Greeks, I mean, any group, and always they throw the Saudis under the bus. But never, always conspicuously out of the loop, not one mention of the Jewish role in anything or Israel. And I'm like, man, you got to be kidding me. Not one
hey,
of his
but
callers.
Frank, hey, listen, but a lot of people won't even throw the Saudis under the bus for being basically a bunch of crypto Jews. That's the thing. The Saudis, when you dig into the family history, crypto Jews anyway. And so they'll get that aspect up anyway.
Yeah, and they're a bunch of spoiled little children, too. I mean, these Saudis, I mean, they have all these Rolls Royces and palaces and everything. And the Jews, you know, say, hey, look, you know, if you step out of line, we'll cut the tap off. We'll cut all these trillions of dollars coming off to you. And they tell them where to put the money. They're like, hey, if you want to keep getting that money, you know, I want you to invest, you know, $1 billion in this thing in the stock market or Saks Fifth Avenue or whatever. And just so long as they do as they're told, the money keeps coming. But, yeah, that's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, they're well, think about of, this. Think know, about clown. This, Frank. Think about this, Frank. The real Hasids, the real Haredis, the kind of nuts, they do the old lady through a hole in the sheet anyway, the weirdo Jewish guys anyway. So they're like really kind of fellow travelers with the nutty, I'm not going to let my wife drive a car, Saudi types. I mean, it's real, you know, like you said, symbiotic here. And so anyway, hey, Frank, hold on the line for me. Let's run through a Jones clip, and I want to bounce it off you, all right?
All right,
Mr. Producer, let's start at clip 5. Now, this is Daniel Estulin with Jones, who's a very smart dude, a Spaniard. And let's play a couple minutes of this, but then I want to get to Frank's. I want to get Frank's opinion when you listen to him basically saying that Kushner would be a good president. You're going to love this, Frank. So let's start at clip 5, Mr. Producer.
The elite is becoming desperately aggressive right now, fighting for absolute domination and population control, insidiously wiping up, you know, unstable domestic conditions throughout the Western world, engineered to explode, you know, with racial, class, religious, and also politically charged civil war violence in both America and Europe. What you're seeing in the United States, we have seen in Europe, in Spain, in Italy, in France, in England, in Germany, in other countries as well, in Portugal, and also in Greece. In the United States, this takes the form of mass deployment of a robotically dumbed down, highly manipulated, yet well-organized political left. And again, we've seen this, you know, with the flake movements in the United States right after Trump election, you know, constituting the elite's weapons of mass destruction against Trump's reactionary or militarized authoritarian federal forces, soon spilling blood and chaos as America's very own spring uprising.
Mr. Producer. Go ahead and stop it there. Forward it to 2151. So that was 13 days before this very Berkeley crap, Frank. Estulin and these guys, see, they know that basically they've got a retard left in this country. Think about this, Frank. How retarded is our country that they would overwhelmingly support this Jewish communist Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, well, I mean, a small part of that's kind of desperation, like a lot of us were with Trump. But I think it was more. I think they were a lot more ignorant and typically a lot younger and whatnot. But yeah, I've been following Daniel Estulin. I've got a tape around here somewhere that I recorded from his Bilderberg report from 10 years ago, 2007, and I remember tracking that.
Hey, Frank, let me ask you a question. Do you think Bernie would have had a better chance against Trump than Hillary? If it was a real election?
Yeah.
I do, too. I think so. Bernie would have probably won because that's how socialist our country's become. That's thanks to academia, Hollywood news, the opinion shapers in this country. They've got our country basically embracing the Communist Manifesto versus the original U.S. Constitution, Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. We're done if the Communist Manifesto is more popular than our own document that we all basically took allegiance to.
Yeah, well, I'm not ashamed of voting for Trump. I mean, I knew it would probably not turn out that well, but at least we know. At least we know, because we would have always wondered, could there have been a political solution? And I've long believed that there probably wasn't. And But hey, listen, a couple observations. I turned on the radio last night. In the middle of the night, I got up to go to the bathroom, and it was Coast to Coast. It was some guy I'd never heard, I guess, substituting. And they were, within 20 seconds, and I don't ever listen to that show. I used to be a big listener of George Norrie and all that. Even Daniel Estulon used to be on there a long, long time ago, at least. Yeah. But they were talking about the Nazis and how the Nazis won World War II, and they've been controlling everything ever since.
Yeah, from Antarctica, right?
Yeah, from Antarctica. And then, you remember the Betty Hill case, the Bernie and Betty Hill or whatever it was? You know, they were abducted. There's the interracial couple, black guy, white woman. And you know, I remember hearing that story a long time ago, seeing it in a lot of documentaries, UFOs, abductions and all that. Well, last night, these guys, the host and the guest, this British guy, they're like, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's common knowledge. Everyone knows that, you know, Betty Hill and them, you know, they said that the aliens and the UFO were wearing SS uniforms. And this would be in the 60s or whatever. And then Jeff Wren, and I could go on about that, some of the crazy stuff they were talking about. Right. And the shooting down, yeah.
Yeah, let's play this other part. Mr. Producer, you're going to love this, Frank. You're going to love this. Let's hit 2151.
It is truly a cut-and-dry epic battle by the parasite forces that want a new neo-feudalism serfdom, as you've exposed with your Bilderberg sources, and people that aren't perfect but believe in humanity and their grandkids. And let's just say it. Trump wants to be the turnaround guy for humanity. He wants a dynasty for Kushner, who would be the first Jewish president, if that's what they're setting him up for. I don't care if he's a great guy. It's not just his own family. They're setting Kushner up to be president if he can deliver in all these roles. And the world doesn't even know what they're witnessing. Trump wants to turn it all around.
Stop it there.
Change the
destiny. Go ahead, stop. What do you think? Now,
I heard that like a week or two ago, that clip, and you know, Alex Jones getting ready to have, his fourth child with his second Jewish wife who is apparently, you know, a madam or something, and fronts as a yoga instructor. But then Jeff Prince the other night had on some guests, and they were basically, you know, talking like, well, you know, it's common knowledge. Everybody knows it. You know, all the elites are off-world. They've already moved to Mars. And they're talking seriously about this stuff. And I'm like, okay, show me some proof. Show me the home videos where these elites have sent word to their mother and sent home videos saying, hey, Mom, you need to come over to Mars. It's really great. Now, you know, you'll like it. It's a nice place. I mean, show me something. They're just talking so matter-of-factly, like, we're just supposed to believe all this. And I'm like, man, I mean, it's just all these people are just talking stuff that they can't back up. And the Nazis have been in control of everything, and all these UFO crashes and everything. It's the Nazis that have been shot at and brought down. And I'm like, man, come on. listen, what does somebody mean when they say Nazi? Like an Alex Jones? What they're doing is they're trying to evoke an image of this old white guy, right, from World War II, who's full of hate, right, and hates non-whites, right? So it's a racist. Why would the Jews be working directly with these people? These are arch enemies. Who's the number one enemy of the Jews? The Nazis, supposedly. I mean, if you go by the official narrative, who's the number one enemy of the Nazis? The Jews. Jews hate Nazis. They hate them. But yet, if you believe this official story that it's the Nazis running everything, well, why are all the Jewish media, all these people out there, if you say one word about Jew or Jewish power or anything, you're fired automatically the next day? Why wouldn't they be exposing that the Nazis are hiding up underneath the flat earth and that they've been running everything? I mean, it defies logic.
Hey, it's a nice mind screw for the audience who are looking for the sensational, though. You know what I'm saying, Frank? It's a trip to watch all this, and we can debate about this, you know, the way the Earth looks and the rest of it. But the whole Antarctica, you know, empire under the ice, that whole deal, man, it's a real trip. When the people controlling the central banks, the issuance of currency, all these things, the language itself, to where people get punished. But thanks for the call.
They
got to
come up with something better. They got to come up with something better. Because Nazis means racist white guy. Why would the racist white guys want to kill all the white people?
Yeah,
promote
real
Jews,
sick.
Jewish domination.
While their countries are being flooded. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Incendiary Radio, Republic Broadcast Network. Folks, support RBN. It's one of the few places out here that, you know, does their thing and no problems, no nothing. They don't ever tell me what to say. It's pretty wide open. Let's take Fred, Pennsylvania, line 9. Fred, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, Fred?
I haven't gotten any clarity in listening to your last hour at all, Robert. I think you're, you know, basically just tossing things around gratuitously. You haven't lent any clarity to the events of the day or the last week.
I mean, okay, who died and made you the clarity master?
Well, okay, well, let me say this. I think you've had, and before that fake false flag gas attack, you had a huge military operation in Iraq, the retaking of Mosul, a large city. And I think there's possibly a huge casualty list from that. You've had in the New York Times, Washington Post, you had a giant front page photo of hundreds of houses being destroyed. And each
New York Times, hold on, New York Times, Washington Post. You're giving me New York Times, Washington Post?
I'm giving you a photo that says that you probably have a photo. People.
Wait a minute. You're giving me a photo from New York Times, Washington Post. Then you're going to come on my program questioning my clarity.
My program, the Man on the Moon's program. I'm just trying to say you're so froggy that you don't see the fact that this whole.
Wait a minute. You're going to bring up some operation in Mosul. Okay, so that you're saying that that should be well up on my spectrum, that I should be talking about it, and you're giving me New York Times and Washington Post as your sources that I should be talking about.
If there's 30,000 civilian casualties
Mosul. How do you know that? How do you know that from the New York Times and the Washington Post? Do they always give you good information?
I'm multiplying the number of houses shown destroyed by the number of people in each house.
By the New York Times and Washington Post?
No, I'm multiplying the number of houses
destroyed. But where's your information? Where's your information coming to? The New York Times and the Washington Post. That's what you told me, right?
No, you have admittedly so many houses destroyed times the number of people living in each house. You have a war against this Iraqi people that is going to continue, which I am against.
Well, I'm not for that either. So you come on my program trashing me right off the flip, and then you give me information coming out of the New York Times and the Washington Post like you're some sort of stud, like you're a pimp coming at me like, yeah, I'm Fred, I'm in Pennsylvania, and you're not covering this. You're not giving me any clarity. Well, why don't you get your own program and then get yourself some clarity. Hang up on them. Next caller, Susie in Arkansas. Greetings, Susie. Happy Easter.
Thank you, Robert. Two or three things. I think you handled that dude real well. And man, I hate that people fall in and trash people.
Well, but, that's
if they disagree, there's a way to disagree.
Yeah.
But that's not it. Anyway, I'm really happy to hear from Bill, because I heard probably the last time that he was on Delphos program, and he was treated very poorly, and I thought he just didn't call in anymore. Anyway, he always had great insight, and I'm sorry that he was treated so poorly. And the other thing was, I did not know about all the other things that occurred in April, but I knew it was getting close to the, I know April 19th is when we had three major things right here in the United States, and nobody has, you're the first person who has mentioned it.
Yeah, but I'm not bringing any clarity, you know, it's just...
don't let it get under your saddle, man. Don't let it bug you. There are those, and I mean, every now and then, don't they have a name for those kind of people? Isn't it called trolling?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've never been pro-Iraq war. I would have rather seen Saddam Hussein stay in power, even though the guy was brutal. And I just spent the last hour and a half talking about if you're going to have to manage one of these nations. You can't be one of these squeaky clean, guys, because just the Islamic religion itself and all the factions it creates, you have to be a strong man. That's why you see strong men across the Middle East, because that's the type of leadership it requires to manage an Islamic nation. And probably the best strong man we've ever seen is Dr. Bashar al-Assad of Syria, and we see what these vampires are trying to do to him. And that's what's really, you know, hurtful is Trump. I wish he would have Dr. Assad to the White House. But hold on the line. There's a short break. I want to hear your thoughts. See you on the other side, folks. Incendiary Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.